Hello?
Hello, Richard?
Yes.
This is Kevin with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
Good to hear. How's business going?
Slow.
Oh, that's not good.
No. I need another, I need to build up my truck.
Okay.
It's tired. And I need some tires, and you know, I was hoping I could get a small business loan and get that up and going again. It hasn't been a bad year, but you know, me and a partner going together on it, it's not really working.
All right, so it's more worthwhile to fix that truck up than get a new one, I take it.
Well, his is down for a head gasket, and that just happened. And mine is, the motor's all ready to go, but I just need little things like lights and while I was sitting there, they filled up with water, so they quit working. Uh-huh. And tires, I need 8 drives. I wore them down to nothing. I mean, the industry's pretty tight. You've got to run, right now you've got to run by the penny. And I just had this head gasket deal, and it's putting me under.
I understand. Okay. We can definitely help you out with that. How much are you thinking?
I don't want to get any more than 10,000. You know, that'd be way plenty.
Okay.
And
we can do that for you.
Okay.
What I'll do is I'm going to go ahead and just send you an email with the information that I'm going to need from you.
Okay.
Just go ahead and fill out that form and send me the other items that I'm going to request from you, which is basically just some bank statements and tax return.
Yeah.
Send that back.
Well,
we'll get it all set up for you.
I got an extension on my last one on 2014 till November. It's pushed off till November.
Okay.
So I have 2014's tax, which is about 60,000. That was my initial startup year, and I started in I think it was May, actually, but I didn't really start hauling anything till the last week of May. And so then I grossed about 60,000. And then right now I'm probably about at 70 in September for this year. And then last year was a mixed up year. I only grossed about 60. So I'm
That's fine.
I mean it's pretty tight. So
but those numbers, you'll qualify with those numbers. That's your concern.
Right, I don't, right, that is actually.
Okay.
What is our APR on this?
Well, we don't use APRs for those loan products.
Uh huh.
Reason being is that it's a cash loan. It's not an amortized loan.
Okay.
So, you know, for that type of loan, it's probably going to cost you between 15 cents to 20 cents on the dollar.
Okay. That's doable. That's doable.
So, okay. What I'll do is I'll shoot you this email. And then just reply with the information that we're requesting, and we'll be all set.
Perfect.
And I'll get started. As soon as I get that back, I'll get rocking and rolling on this for you.
Okay, yeah, I appreciate it.
We'll get this all taken care of for you, get that truck making money for you again.
Back going again. Perfect. All right, thank you. Who was I talking to?
My name is Kevin.
Okay, Kevin, and you're over there with Cardiff?
Exactly.
How is it over there? Is it nice yet?
Down here in San Diego?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad. I can't complain. We've gone through a bit of a heat wave the last week or so. I'm actually in Orange County. I'm not in San Diego myself. You know, our headquarters are in San Diego. But here in Orange County, we had record temperatures this week. Monday and Tuesday were almost at 107 degrees, which is very rare around here, especially considering it's almost October.
Yeah.
So, you know, people start jumping in their pools and feeling like their life is over with around here if it gets above, you know, 85. So 107, you know, people are stopping, going to work and stuff. It's weird.
I'll be darned. Yeah, I'm from San Diego originally.
Oh, are you? So where are you located now, sir?
I'm over in Mineral Wells, Texas.
Gotcha. What made you leave?
I was chasing pipelines.
Gotcha.
And working on pipeline jobs. And then when I got this truck, everybody was saying that an 05 is not accepted in California due to emission standards.
Mm-hmm.
So I came south and did one more pipeline job here and set up shop.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, I'm running my own authority, and I incorporated, and things we're doing okay, but my truck was getting tired, and I decided to use somebody else's, and it crapped out on me.
Oh, no.
But halfway into the deal.
Oh, no.
My sister's over there.
Were you contracts, or were you under contract?
No, I'm for hire.
Okay.
I utilize brokers, which, you know, is another deal. They always get 25%. So, you know, that puts things down. But I'm averaging about $1.70 a mile with the tractor and the trailer, which isn't bad.
Now, is there nobody out there that'll hire you to drive their trucks?
You know, I could do that, but I'm having such a, you know, a great time under my own authority that I was hoping to stay going. You know, I can go and hire myself out as a driver, but I was hoping to maybe expand and take on more trucks.
Gotcha.
You know, that was the plan.
Well, don't give up on it.
Yeah. If things pick up right here after the election, you know, we'll be going full strength.
Now, what are people saying out there in Texas about this whole election? Who are they pulling for locally for you?
You know, everybody I talk to is leaning towards Trump.
Yeah. What do you think about it?
You know, I don't really think it matters who actually sits in that seat.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's really a seat of power anymore.
No, not at all.
It's more of a seat of ideas, and you know, Trump seems to act like he listens to the public. You know, he might try to push things our way, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, he's got a big ego, right? And you know, he wants to be liked, I think. And you're right. I mean, the president seems to be just a puppet, right? They're a figurehead in a way nowadays. You know, they don't really sway anything in Congress, and you know, it's just, you know, it's more about respect from Congress and Senate, I think, and really from our allies and our, even our enemies, you know, whether they respect or not. I mean, I don't think in the last 8 years internationally anything has really happened. You know, I don't think other leaders really respected our president, and it didn't seem like anything really occurred, in my opinion, as far as, you know, treaties and trade and everything else. I don't know if he's respected as a businessman. It seems like most other leading politicians for other countries are businessmen, more than they are I think, lifer politicians. But,
yeah.
You know, I don't know. There are other countries that have had women dictators or rulers or presidents, but they're very small, you know, say Venezuela or, you know, even, you know, Cuba was kind of ran by Castro's daughter for a little while. And but those are essentially communist countries. And you know, I don't know. It's, I don't know. I think that the morale is a big deal. You know, if the public is willing to get behind a president, whether they really accomplish anything or not, I think that's what's important, you know. I think that
me
people
too.
Afraid and they thought Obama was going to be this big game changer for our whole society. And I think after a few years, they realized that it was really just a big joke, but
not a whole lot he can do.
No, you know, but he promised the world.
Yeah, he got shut down. He did. He wanted some changes, but
I think he did. I think they all do. But, you know, I think the difference is that he didn't have a lot of political experience. So I think he made a lot of promises either he knew he couldn't keep or he thought he could, you know, thought he could keep. But in reality, you know, if you've got a lot of political experience, you realize there's only certain things that you can say and do. But he only had like a year of political experience, you know, in a smaller role, and he was able to go and get a lot of the young voters, a lot of the college kids, and obviously a lot of the you know, culturally diverse, I guess you could say, and he went after pop culture as well, you know, and you get these movie stars and these singers involved, and you get the college students, you know, it's a done deal. But and they, at that, you know, young, early 20s, most of our early 20-year-olds don't really get politics as much, you know. They're still falling for the whole elementary school soda in the water fountain bit, you know.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay, well, shoot. That doesn't sound very promising, but oh well.
Well, no, I think it is what it is. Yeah, no, I think all I'm saying is I think that we're a little bit wiser after 8 years of nothing really getting done in Congress and Senate, you know? It's happened before.
Yeah.
I don't think to that level. I think most people realize now that the president can't, you know, our system of checks and balances is stronger than our president, right? And unless you've got that power, you've got your relationships, and you've been in politics for a long amount of time, you know, you don't really have the ability to sway too many votes in Congress and Senate if you're not respected, you know. I think the Bushes were able to get stuff done. You know, Clinton was able to get things done. And you know, obviously Reagan, I think as far as our recent presidents, you know, I think that they had relationships that allowed them to get things done. Whereas a new person, politics just can't.
Well, if he doesn't get his way, he'll insult you to death, that's for sure.
Exactly. He won't let you stay in his casinos.
Right. Right. Okay, well, yeah, go ahead and shoot me that email, and I'll work on all those bank statements. I pretty much have stayed with the same... No, I have stayed with the same bank, but I factor my loads, and they pay me on EFS account. EFS is electronic phone service or whatever. It's kind of like a ComCheck system. Okay. Are you familiar?
Yes, I am.
Com data, yeah. So it's hard for me to navigate in their system, but I'll have it for you. I'll have all the information. Should be by the end of the day tomorrow. Probably about the afternoon, I would think.
Okay.
I mean, I can get okay because I'll probably have to call in customer service and ask them how to navigate their website. But I'll send everything that way, and you can decide if I think I'm a risk or not. I think I can cover this. I'm positive I can cover this. I get the right set of tires on there and some good brakes, make it a safe running truck. I can get it going again.
Okay.
Hey, I appreciate it. You're Kevin, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll be looking for your email.
All right, thank you so much.
Appreciate it, too. Bye-bye.
Have a great rest of your day.